Salish Indians have a long and storied history in this valley. The area where you are standing was once used by the Salish to harvest bitterroot, a dietary staple for Indian tribes throughout the region. Every spring, the Salish, who inhabited the Bitterroot Valley south of here, would camp for several weeks in locations around the valley. Some of these places included the entrance to Hellgate Canyon and at the base of Mount Jumbo, the area that is now the Missoula Fairgrounds, the South Hills, and much of the west side of Missoula, including Fort Missoula, the Reserve Street area, and sites along the Clark Fork and Bitterroot Rivers. The Missoula Valley was also important to the Salish for fishing, and it was along their route to areas east of the mountains to hunt buffalo. Sections of this well-worn Indian trail became part of the Mullen Road that ran through Missoula. With the influx of non-Indian settlers in the Missoula and Bitterroot Valleys by the 1850s, the U.S. government negotiated a treaty with the Salish, Pend'oreille, and Kootenai Indians. The Hellgate Treaty of 1855 at Council Grove, about 10 miles west of Missoula, created the Flathead Reservation. It was one of several Stevens Treaties negotiated at about the same time throughout the Pacific Northwest. For decades after the 1855 treaty, the Salish, under the leadership of Chief Charlot, continued living in the Bitterroot. But in 1871, the United States began efforts to remove the Indians to the Flathead Reservation. That year, James Garfield negotiated an agreement with the Salish, but Chief Charlot claimed his mark had been forged on the document. Charlot and his followers remained in the Bitterroot Valley, but dire conditions in the valley forced them to move. Finally, in 1891, the last remnants of the Bitterroot Salish were removed to the Flathead Indian Reservation. Their trek took them through Missoula over the Higgins Avenue Bridge. By the turn of the 20th century, Missoula was an established city, yet for decades the Salish continued making their annual trek to Missoula to harvest bitterroot. According to tribal elders, some Salish rode streetcars between the camps and digging grounds. But by the 1950s, development had paved or built over much of their prime digging areas, effectively ending this traditional spring ritual in the Missoula Valley. This area, now John H. Toole Park, became the Missoula rail yard for the Milwaukee, Chicago, and St. Paul Railroad, which was completed in 1908. The railroad went bankrupt in 1980, and the rail yard was removed. Now the area is home to a popular running and bicycling trail, athletic field, and the Clark Fork Native Prairie, a small piece of restored prairie where the bitterroot bloom every spring.